excellent university girl.
Oh, well, I didn't get it yet. It was just an interview.
How'd the essay go last night?
Great. I got a lot done.
I didn't know the dot was open so late.
Yeah, there was a bunch of us there working.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Well, don't dilly-dally. You're gonna make me late for work.
Anya, I'm leaving. You better be following me out the door.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Last night was bad, and I didn't like us fighting like that, but you said some mean things, and I didn't know what else to do.
So you got all coked up and grinded with another dude in front of my face?
Sorry, I wasn't myself last night.
Yeah, tell me about it. You're not the cute, sweet girl I thought you were.
Are we breaking up? Okay, maybe we can talk when you get back. Good luck on your tournament. Tipping point? Any good?
I like it, yeah. Were you out again last night?
No. I was prepping for my interview.
Good. Those things can be killer. My Yale interview is by far the hardest 45 minutes of my life. I perspired.
You mean you don't just show up and go, here I am. Checked out your website. Love your school.
Not at all.
Okay. Since you've read every university prep book in existence, would you mind coaching me?
Of course.
Thank you.
A male was seen in the girls' change room yesterday. Police are investigating the incident.
It's probably the perv who's been stealing girls' underwear. Gross.
I hope they catch the creep.
Imagine some flasher.
Even worse, it could be a student. It could be anyone in the school.
Hey, I don't want to talk to you. You think it was me?
Okay, who else is sneaking around stealing girls' underwear?
I have an alibi. I was in the computer lab after school working on the app, okay? Ask Mr. Simpson, check my logins.
Okay, if you're lying, Hannah's waiting. Let's go present.
How many of you have spent hours agonizing over what to wear?
We have a solution to your problem. Our touch app is called Dress Match.
Users snap pictures of tops, bottoms, shoes, and accessories using the camera phone.
In the data entry field, you type in how you're feeling or where you're going.
The algorithm computes and you have an outfit.
That's an advanced algorithm, guys.
All thanks to Connor.
Then he deserves a round of applause.
Welcome to your interview, Anya.
Thank you. Can I get you a coffee or a tea?
Don't ask if they want anything.
I'm being polite.
You'll be in their office, not a cafe. Sit.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Jeez, I don't know. I wanted to be a vet, but those programs are impossible to get into with my GPA. I gave up that dream. So, happy?
Maybe you need a card to play. Schools look for all kinds of diversity.
We'll talk about my dyslexia.
That's really good.
And how I helped my mom through cancer.
It's amazing, Anya. So do you see yourself as more of a leader or a follower?
Follower. but I'm trying to lead more of my own life, do my own thing, you know?
It's important to have a path. What do you want to get out of your degree?
I would like to help people and make the world a better place.
You gotta think university, not Miss Universe pageant. Be specific.
I love being hands-on, and I like working with people.
Okay, well, you're applying for a minor in English. What's your favorite book? A book. Any book.
Do magazines count?
Okay, we are going to the National App Championships. Okay, I must be dreaming.
You're not, it's real. I'm gonna go work out bugs in the code. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, see you later, you ultimate programmer.
Hey, can I see that for a second? My nanny minted that for me.
Cute. But how did it get in here?
I left it in the locker room during the beach volleyball thing.
The guy in the locker room.
Feeling ready?
I think so.
You'll do great.
Can you come to the interview with me and keep me company?
Like, that won't be weird?
No, it won't be weird at all.
Honey, they need to see how bright and independent you are. You can do this, you silly goose.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
I can't hear you.
What is wrong with me, Mom? I used to be so confident.
Nothing is wrong with you. You called this school and got the interview all on your own. You can do anything, as long as you want it badly enough.
Okay. Okay.
A fella cock for breakfast?
Sounds delicious.
Don't get excited, it's just a soft-boiled egg.
Hey, since we're bedbug free,
how about we celebrate tonight? Just you and me. Some cheap champagne.
Champagne?
I know you're underage, but just a little something to wet our lips. You've never tried it. I'm sorry, I assumed with European chateaus and all.
Oh, I've tried it. It's just, I like you so much. I fell for you like the first time I saw you. I just don't want to mess it up.
I'm falling for you too. So hard, it's crazy. But if you want to take things slow,
Charlie, I'm done with slow.
My name's Anya McPherson.
I know. Copy of your transcript?
I emailed it over with my application.
We expect you to bring one with you. Now, officially, we're all filled up, so I wouldn't get my hopes up.
Okay.
I'll get your transcript. Don't touch anything.
And then I went through this LARPing phase, live action role playing. I led my faction to victory. It actually requires a lot of leadership and imagination.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I talk really fast when I'm nervous. Actually, it's a bad habit. It's my worst quality. If you were to ask me what my worst quality is, I would say talk fast when nervous.
I'll cross it off my list. You applied for liberal arts. Where do you see this taking you?
A PhD? I mean, a PhD with a period, not a question mark. I see myself as a professor. That's my path.
What challenges have you overcome?
I struggle with dyslexia, and yeah, that's tough. I mean, people judge me, but I fight that. I want to be an example for students, a trailblazer.
Your transcript is average at best, especially this last term.
Well, I spent every minute with my mom when she was battling cancer, and I got to learn a lot about the medical community, and the experience made me stronger.
Outside of academia, any interests?
I like books. The Tipping Point? Excellent read. I'd highly recommend it.
Sounds like you juggle a lot.
That's me, your basic high school overachiever.
I can't for long. I have to work on my app.
Close the door. Students have brought to my attention that you were in the girls' change room.
I wasn't. It was someone else.
We have proof, Connor. Allie recognized your clothes in the app.
Okay, fine. It was me, but I didn't mean to do anything wrong.
Connor, you pushed Allie over.
I didn't. I went in the change room to take pictures of clothes for the app. She got in my way. That's it.
Students and faculty have been reporting missing underwear.
I stopped, I promise.
So it was you? Do you have any idea what a crisis you've caused for the school? I'm worried about you, Connor. And I've been so busy that I haven't been around lately, so this is partly my fault.
Can I go work on my app now?
No, we're not done talking.
Can I go work on my app now? Can I go work on my app now? Let me go work on my app!
Calm down. Relax. Just take a seat, okay?
I'm sorry I yelled.
The Meisner technique, known for its intense repetition exercises, and the goal of the exercise is truth. All right, today we'll break
someone's
out into
glowing
pairs. I want you to sit face to face with your
Charlie and I took the next step.
You finally got to know each other.
Quite intimately.
Details, please.
As if. Oh, I like her so much.
So why the angst?
She wants to celebrate being bedbug free tonight with sparkling wine.
Minor problem for an alcoholic.
It's the one thing I didn't tell her. I'm going against everything my rehab sponsor advises.
So tell her. If she likes you enough, she'll deal.
Not everyone's a desperate romantic like you, mister. I write plays for my exes. What if I scare her off?
You want me to write a play for her? I didn't think you would hurt anyone. I mean, I like looking at girls' underwear. I know it's wrong.
Well, no. You're expressing very normal teen hormones.
So then...
But in an unacceptable manner.
Then what should I do?
Well, there's lots of ways that teen boys deal with their hormones.
But it's harder for me because I have Asperger's?
That's why we think it'd be best if you entered an academic behavioral program during your suspension from Degrassi.
I'm being suspended?
Yeah, buddy. Regular school means regular consequences.
When you return, you'll be better equipped to deal with your feelings.
If you can find two numbers that you add together to get B and multiply together to get C, then it's factorable. Get it?
Haslett, you should have gotten back to me by now. They said they'd let me know by the end of the day.
Well, it's not the end of the day yet. Well, what if I wrote the wrong number down, or they called the home line and the message got erased? Anya, relax. You said it went well. I'm sure you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, well, if they haven't called me by tonight, I will stop by his office in the morning.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yeah, it shows initiative. I need this. It's my last hope of having a bright future, like yourself.
Anya, you're gonna have a bright future, as long as you stay on track, like now. Is this factorable or not?
Sure. How are we gonna win the app challenge? Who am I gonna talk Comic-Con with?
You have Hannah. It's not the same. Oh, come on, Wes, don't be sad. You know I didn't mean to do anything wrong.
I know.
You're curious. And yeah, girls are confusing. For me too.
And that's why I'm looking forward to the program I'm going to. It'll help me deal better with these situations. The source code. Everything you'll need to win the app championship.
I can't take it. It's your work.
I did it for us. And now, I'm off to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Star Trek. Nice. We'll ever see you again?
I'll be back.
Terminator.
Hiding every day. What have we done, my brother? Have we all gone away?
You made dinner.
I told you we're celebrating. I know it's not the expensive kind that you're probably used to, but it'll do.
I don't want this to change.
Why would it?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
Wow.
Recovering alcoholic. I haven't had a drink in weeks, months.
Okay, this is heavy. You're 17. When did you... So you can't be around alcohol, ever.
No, I can. I'm doing great. I mean, I could have a sip right now and it wouldn't even affect me. Oh my God. I have to go call my mom.
She said ashes to ashes. That was a long time ago.
Mr. Gutalsh, I'm Anya. Do you remember me? I brought you a coffee. So.
Do we have an appointment?
No, but I thought I would check in because I hadn't heard back yet. And you said end of day, and it's tomorrow. So.
Anya McPherson, well, since you're here, I'll give you the news. And it's not good.
What? No, I thought the interview went well.
In person, you're completely different than the person depicted in your admissions essay. You were erratic. You were all over the place. If I didn't know better, I'd say you were on drugs.
I wasn't. Please, I really need this.
I'm sorry.
Do you really want to be the person who ruins my entire life?
Anya, I didn't blow the interview. You did.
Thank you for your time.
Well, it's naked as we go, and naked as we leave.
Anya? Yeah. Are you crying? You can't be so hard on yourself. Open up.
Just a sec.
Oh, I thought you would have outgrown this whole thing by now. Does it still have the sand in it?
Why wouldn't it?
Hey, you know what? Your dad and I were talking. We're thinking that maybe not getting into Hassle at U wasn't the worst thing. I mean, we put so much pressure on you to go into an academic program. Maybe that wasn't the right choice for you. There are so many other options.
Do we really have to talk about it?
I thought you might want to.
Well, I don't. And I'm going out tonight.
On a school night? I thought we'd sit down and figure out what you want to do with your life.
I don't care.
Anya, you're not leaving this house.
Watch me.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Talking it out with my therapist helped.
What did she say?
That I'm not ready to be around alcohol, like, at all.
That means I can't either.
Charlie, I can't ask you to change. You're in college. It's part of your social life.
Yet you waited until I moved in to tell me. Until I let myself get close to you.
The fact that I didn't tell you sooner shows that I'm not ready to be in a relationship. I can feel it myself. I'm not.
I guess I'll be moving out.
I'm really sorry.
It won't be the first time I show up at my mother's doorstep. She always loves that.
I really wanted us to work. It'd be okay?
I'm a big girl, Fiona. Mr. Tuxedo Pants and I always land on our feet. See you later, Fiona.